This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, January 7th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Wonderful's ongoing card check battle. Charging demand still an unknown. And Trump digs in on tariff plan. Wonderful files another card check lawsuit. Wonderful Nurseries has again sued the Agricultural Labor Relations Board over the controversial new card check system for union elections. The move comes after an appeals court judge lifted an injunction that had prevented ALRB from pursuing a bargaining agreement for the nurseries. Wonderful alleges in the new lawsuit that ALRB used the mediation process to dictate an agreement without approval from the nursery or the workers involved. The company maintains its argument that United Farm Workers misled employees into believing they were signing up for COVID-19 relief payments rather than union representation. State assesses ag energy needs. State agencies are asking farmers and ranchers to put a number on their potential charging demand under the Newsom administration's transition to clean trucks and tractors. The Air Resources Board, the Energy Commission, and the Public Utilities Commission have commissioned researchers at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo to conduct a comprehensive survey of ag operations. The questions cover the types of equipment in use now and any plans for switching to electric models, along with general information about commodities and acres in production. A previous survey on the infrastructure gaps helped inform state and federal policymakers and doling out millions of dollars in incentive grants. Why it matters? Well, according to the Western Agriculture Processors Association, the agencies had assumed the state would have no problem meeting the electric demand for farmers. After a meeting last fall with trade groups, however, the information gap became a sudden reality. It coincided with an admission by the state's top utilities, PG&E and Southern California Edison, that the grid was already facing system-wide constraints. Manuel Cuna, president of Nisei Farmers League, has been one of the strongest voices in pointing out the constraints. He told the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District last month that CARB, quote, has failed tremendously to recognize the utility availability. He warned that it already takes 10 years just to connect a new packing house to the grid. Bird flu patient dies in Louisiana. A person in Louisiana who contracted a severe case of avian influenza last month died yesterday, marking the first case of a death in the U.S. following contraction of the virus. The patient, who was hospitalized with a severe case of H5N1 on December 18th, was over 65 and was reported to have underlying health conditions. That's according to a Louisiana Department of Health release. The person contracted the virus after being exposed to both non-commercial poultry flock and wild birds, the release said. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump says he's not scaling back universal tariff plans. President-elect Donald Trump insists he is not scaling back plans for an across-the-board tariff on U.S. imports, rejecting a Washington Post report suggesting aides are crafting a pared-down proposal. Trump repeatedly floated a universal tariff of up to 20% during the campaign. On Truth Social yesterday, Trump said the Post report incorrectly states that my tariff policy will be pared back. The Trump transition team did not respond to AgriPulse requests for clarification. Some Republicans on the House Ways and Means Committee, including Representative Nicole Malliotakis, told AgriPulse in November they favored a more targeted approach to tariffs. We'll see what they propose. I haven't seen any specifics, she said yesterday. Plant-Based Foods Group says new labeling recommendations from FDA will hurt the market. Yesterday, FDA also proposed non-binding guidance urging more specific labeling for plant-based food alternatives to animal products. The recommendation suggests manufacturers prominently display more details about the ingredients used in a product rather than just saying they are plant-based. The guidance covers items like alternatives to eggs, poultry, meat, cheese, and more, but it doesn't include plant-based alternatives to milk. The recommendations create unnecessary burdens for plant-based producers that may make it more difficult to keep their products on grocery store shelves, says Madeline Cohen. She is Associate Director of Regulatory Affairs at the Good Food Institute, which promotes non-meat-based protein. She says the guidance does not identify any existing consumer confusion with the ingredients used in plant-based alternatives. Now, keep in mind, the proposed guidance doesn't set legally enforceable rules. Given the timing, it leaves the final decision on the issue to the incoming Trump administration. Johnson lays out strategy for passing reconciliation bill. House Republicans appear to be leaning into the idea of a one-bill budget reconciliation process, which Trump backs. The idea is to wrap a range of Trump policy priorities into one giant bill, including tax and spending cuts, border security funding, and energy development. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana noted yesterday that in Trump's first term in 2017, the first reconciliation bill failed. 20 Republicans later voted no on the following budget resolution. And at the time, Republicans had a much larger margin of the House than they do now. Scalise said yesterday, guess what? We can't lose two members. When I shared that with the president, you could tell they understood. I mean, there's serious risk in having multiple bills that have to pass to get your agenda through. Scalise said there's a risk of losing Republicans on the second package. Using a one-bill approach, he said they can get the process started in the next few weeks. Now, keep in mind, Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota prefers a two-step process with leave tax issues to a second reconciliation bill. Senator Lindsey Graham called it, quote, a national security imperative to address issues like the border as quickly as possible, but Speaker Johnson feels like he can't do two bills. The Democrats did, Graham said, referring to what Democrats accomplished in President Biden's first 2 years. So, we'll see how this plays out, but there are so many threats out there, I think this delay equals danger. Here's today's final word. California's water management is a savage ballet of chaos, greed, and half-baked dreams. That ChatGPT. Jay Lund, a UC Davis engineer professor, asked the AI software to write an essay on water in the style of gonzo journalist Hunter S. Thompson. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, January 7th, brought to you by Rabo Agri Finance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.